It's been 1 month since Tara Reid, a former Senate staffer, publicly accused former Vice President Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her in 1993. In early April, two sources corroborated the details in her claims, and last week, two more sources came forward. Last Friday on MSNBC, Mika Brzezinski asked Joe Biden about the accusation.
Would you please go on the record with the American people? Did you sexually assault Tara Reid?
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened.
Joining us now is Rich McHugh, an investigative reporter and producer who has reported on Tara Reid's allegations for Business Insider. Rich, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And also with us is Sarah Jones, staff writer for New York Magazine. She's written about what this case means for the feminist movement and 2020. Thank you for coming on the show, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Rich, walk us through what Tara Reid has said publicly and what you've learned through your reporting so far.
So Tara Reid came out with an allegation a little over a year ago, actually. Her first allegation was that there was sexual harassment. That was in a small paper, I believe, called the Union in Northern California. A month ago, as you've set up, Tara came out on a podcast, Katie Halper's radio show, and accused Joe Biden of sexual assault. So now, all these years later, she's come forward and basically has said this is what happened. But a number of voices have come forward in corroborating parts of her story. One of them is a neighbor who I spoke with last week, who lived next to Tara in 1995 and 96, and said, look, she told me of this event in 1995. We were right next to each. We lived right next door to each other. And, you know, I found her voice compelling and believable because she says, look, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I will be voting for Joe Biden. But I know Tara. She's a good person. You need to understand this happened. And that's the reason I'm coming forward.
Yeah, I want to come back to what that neighbor had to say to you in a few minutes. But Sarah, it's no secret that many people have seen Joe Biden as a complicated figure, to say the least, way long before Reid came forward about her alleged assault. And now that he's cleared the path to the nomination, he has promised that his running mate will be a woman. Can you sort of characterize his track record on women's issues?
You know, Biden had built up a lot of goodwill over the years, thanks to the Violence Against Women Act, which he helped write. He was a notable voice addressing the subject of campus sexual assault, but he was still a complicated figure, as you know, due primarily to his handling of Anita Hill's testimony during Clarence Thomas's confirmation hearings. And also on abortion rights, Biden supported the Hyde Amendment, which bans the use of public funds for abortion until his most recent campaign for president. So a bit of a mixed bag there, at least from a feminist perspective.
Rich, one question that came up during Biden's MSNBC interview on Friday was about the complaint that Tara Reid says she filed at the time. And Biden says that this document would be in the National Archives if it exists. But you actually reached out to the National Archives. What did you learn from them?
So I reached out to the National Archives and they said, no, that document would not exist there. They have no such document. I mean, according to her, if she filed, it was with an office called the Fair Employment Practices Office. And so that was the question we had asked, said, you know, if there were a complaint filed at that office, would it be in the National Archives? And they said no. So that's why there's this renewed focus on the University of Delaware and his senatorial papers.
And is there any way to unseal those documents there at the University of Delaware? Or is that something that Joe Biden would have to okay himself?
I believe it's the latter. We've tried. We've, you know, I've filed a FOIA request, and apparently senatorial papers and congressional stuff like that is immune to a FOIA request.
And if you were able to FOIL for that kind of stuff, I mean, what are you hoping to find there? What else are you hoping to find there?
Well, a way to prove or disprove this happened. You know, if there was a document that she had filed, if there was a complaint, what does it say? Does she say what she's saying happened. And if that document exists still, it would answer a lot of questions. You know, Tara also said she went through the proper protocols and up the chain of command, telling people, her supervisors, she felt uncomfortable. She felt harassment over this certain issue before the assault. And so she said those people were taking notes. So where are those notes? If they still exist, that they would shed a lot of light on this whole conversation.
Do you have an understanding of whether Tara Reid filed a complaint about the details about this alleged sexual assault, or was it about this number of complaints leading up to it?
From my understanding, it's not about the assault from everything she said to me. It's about the events leading up to it and her what she was feeling at the time.
Right. So in terms of corroborating the actual events of that day, what is Tara hoping will be out there to support her claims?
Well, that's a good question. I don't really know the answer to it. I only know that as a reporter, I'm trying to find other people who can say, you know, yes, I remember, you know, I worked in that office and this happened, or, you know, I worked in this office and she told me just the opposite, you know, or whatever. But, you know, we're just trying to do our job and find more people who can shed light one way or another.
Rich, in your reporting, you spoke to an old neighbor of Tara's who says that she remembers hearing about this alleged incident in the mid-1990s, and she believes in telling the truth. She also said that she's a Democrat who plans to vote for Biden. Sarah Jones from New York Magazine, what do you make of that?
It's interesting. It doesn't surprise me all that much. I think it makes a great deal of sense to believe that Joe Biden did do this, but also consider him against the person of Donald Trump, who's been accused of sexual assault and harassment by so many women. And despite everything, that Biden might be the lesser of two evils.
Rich, Biden claimed in his interview with MSNBC last week that two major papers show that Reid's allegations are not credible. And Stacey Abrams, who is a potential vice presidential pick for Biden, was asked about this on CNN last Thursday. Let's listen to her.
I believe that women deserve to be heard, and I believe that they need to be listened to. But I also believe that those allegations have to be investigated by credible sources. The New York Times did a deep investigation, and they found that the accusation was not credible. I believe Joe Biden.
That's Stacey Abrams speaking there. Rich McHugh, what do you make of what she's saying there about the New York Times investigation?
Well, I think it's slightly disingenuous to point to that and say they concluded their investigation, because after I came forward with my piece with two more on the record sources, both the Times and the Washington Post put out news stories and added their voices to their reporting. And so, you know, I have to imagine that the reporters at the Times and the Washington Post would never say they concluded their investigation. And I certainly have not.
Sarah, you wrote in a recent piece that Tara Reid has given public feminists an ideological test and many are failing. What do you mean by that?
Do they actually believe any of the things they wrote during the Kavanaugh hearings or before that, as Me Too first gained public momentum and you took down figures like Harvey Weinstein, Matt Lauer, Charlie Rose, and liberal figures like Al Franken? It seems to me that, you know, some people viewed the story of Brett Kavanaugh in particular and saw Christine Blasey Ford's allegations about him as though that they were principally a story about the hypocrisy of Republican men or of conservative Christian men, and viewed it through an electoral lens, when in fact what people had been saying about Me Too is that, you know, this is a story about power and how it gets abused by people who wield it. And that seems to me something that some public feminists are forgetting in the wake of Tara Reid's allegations about Joe Biden.
And Sarah, looking forward to the presidential election later this year, at risk of simplifying it, I mean, what's a feminist to do?
It's a terrible position. It is absolutely the worst position for a feminist to be in. And I don't think that there's a simple resolution to it at all. you know, what I was really trying to get at my in my piece is that sense of exhaustion and frustration, the idea that you are continually cleaning up after men like Joe Biden who have such complicated legacies. I mean, by the time Tara Reid came forward, she had already accused Biden of sexual harassment, and she was by no means the only one who'd accused him of some version of boundary violating behavior. This is not an ideal situation. You know, I think that there's some credibility to the argument that given what the alternative is, women have to vote for him anyway. But I do think that this should be, really a cause for reckoning with the movement about what we're willing to settle for from the Democratic Party.
Sarah Jones is a staff writer for New York Magazine, and Rich McHugh is an investigative reporter and producer at Business Insider. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.